The golden age of radio is on the air. Morehead State Public Radio presents classic old-time radio programs from radio's golden age, the 1930s through the 1950s. On this program of the golden age of radio, John Wayne stars in Stagecoach on the Screen Directors Playhouse, Western Music and Stories with Life on Red Horse Ranch. We'll also hear Babe Ruth in his Farewell to Baseball and Citation's Kentucky Derby win. Stay tuned for the golden age of radio after today's news from NPR on WMKY at 90.3 FM. Welcome back to the golden age of radio on WMKY at 90.3 FM. Later on today's show, Western Music and Stories with Life on Red Horse Ranch. We'll also hear Babe Ruth in his Farewell to Baseball address from 1947 and Citation's Kentucky Derby win from 1948. Right now, John Wayne and Claire Trevor star in a radio adaptation of Stagecoach as WMKY presents the golden age of radio.
The NBC Theater presents
Screen Directors Guild Assignment, production Stagecoach. Director John Ford. Stars John Wayne, Claire Trevor, Ward Bond.
This is the Screen Directors Guild production of the United Artists motion picture classic, Stagecoach, starring John Wayne, Claire Trevor, and Ward Bond, and introducing the director of the film, John Ford. Before we begin our story, here are a few words about the entertainment you will hear tonight and in future weeks at this time. The NBC Theater is proud to welcome the president of the Screen Directors Guild and the eminent director of such films as Variety Girl, The Perils of Pauline, and Taproots, Mr. George Marshall.
Thank you and good evening. This is the first performance of a series of Screen Directors Guild productions in which the directors will personally bring you their favorite film assignments, along with the stars who created the original roles. Tonight, your director is John Ford. John, if you remember, is the winner of 5 Academy Awards, the guiding hand behind such great pictures as The Informer, How Green Was My Valley, and, of course, Stagecoach. You're on the set, John.
Thank you, George. And good luck on our first production. Stagecoach is ready to roll. The last time I made that crack was about 10 years ago. When I first had the opportunity of putting on film this Romance of the West. For the cast, the picture offers an array of colorful character types, ripe for the actor's talents. Now the story and the cast are united again. Here is Stagecoach with John Wayne as the Ringo Kid, Claire Trevor as Dallas, and Ward Bond as Doc Boone.
Oh, carry me back to the lone prairie, where the coyotes howl and the wind blows free.
In 1885, the stagecoach was the only means of travel on the American frontier. And in those days, no name struck more dread into the hearts of travelers than Geronimo, leader of the warlike Apaches. This, folks, is a story of a party of people who traveled from Tonto to Lordsburg by stagecoach in 1885. It's a story still told by the Indians.
In the land of Arizona, land of the Apache Indian, where the roaming Chiricahua fought the mighty white invader, stood the white man's city, Tonto. Tonto, where the flying wagon that the white man called the stagecoach stopped to take men to the westward, where Geronimo was leader, chief of the Apache Indian nation.
Well, that's how it is, folks. Geronimo's Apaches are on the warpath up ahead, burning every ranch in sight. Oh.
Then the question before the party assembled in this stagecoach is, shall we continue?
I say yes. Continue.
But, Mrs. Mallory, should you be traveling in your condition?
My husband is in Apache Wells with his troops. I want to be with him when our baby arrives.
Madam, I am a gambler, and I admire and respect a bold gamble. But aren't you gambling with a life besides your own?
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Mr. Hatfield. We're getting a cavalry escort for his Apache Wells.
That settles it. I'm going on.
Count me in, of course, Buck.
All right. I'll go find my shotgun guard.
You don't have to go no further, Buck.
What? Curly! Well, doggone! How are you, Sheriff?
Fine, thanks, and I'll be riding shotgun up next to you this trip, Buck.
You? What for?
The Ringo kid escaped from prison. I'm looking for him.
The fellow who shot Jed Michael dead?
I hear he's heading for Lordsburg to shoot it out with the three plumber boys. So I'll be right up there next to you, Buck, all the way to Lordsburg.
There she comes. Top of the hill now. There comes the stagecoach. Better stand back a bit, Doc.
Yeah, Stand out of the road there, Dallas girl.
Thanks, Doc.
Hail the Sagebrush Chariot.
Doc, why do I have to leave town? Because all these women here say I have to. I don't want to go to Lordsburg.
No more do I, Dallas. But you are a lady somewhat too hospitable to gentlemen. And I am a doctor somewhat too hospitable to spirits. We, girl, are the dregs of Tonto. They send us from their midst. Come, Dallas, be a glorified drag like me.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Ah.
Hi there, Buck. You have acquired two more eager passengers.
The engines are rising, Doc.
I thank them for that mark of respect. Tell them they may be seated now. Enter, Dallas.
Thanks, Doc.
Take your place beside the other lady. Then forward, on to Lordsburg!
Watch you driving through this canyon, Buck.
Well, I aim to be hard to shoot at in case Geronimo's Apaches are in these hills.
I'm with you, Buck, the law.
Well, that don't make me bulletproof. Down, oh, kingdom high. Here she comes, Apaches!
Keep your shirt on and stop the coach. It ain't Apaches. There's someone up ahead blocking the road with a rifle.
Whoa,
whoa. Here he comes, whoever he is.
What? It's the Ringo Kid.
That's right, Buck. Hiya, Curly.
Ringo.
Didn't expect to find the sheriff riding shotgun.
I was heading for Lordsburg, same as you, Ringo.
Well, my horse went lame, so you got another passenger.
I'll take that rifle first, Ringo.
That's so, Sheriff.
You're under arrest for the murder of Jed Michael.
Sorry, Curly, but this Winchester here says different.
Sorry, Ringo. But if you'll look back up the road a piece, you'll see our escort of United States Cavalry coming up.
Oh.
I'll take that rifle now, Ringo.
Sure, Sheriff. But you better hold on to it. You may need it before we get to Lordsburg.
Thanks. You can get into the coach now.
Much obliged, Sheriff.
Get going, Buck.
Yep. Shoot it! Yep! Nelly! Hiya!
So you're the famous Ringo Kid, huh?
My friends call me Ringo. Right name's Henry.
Henry? Why, I remember you. Say, I fixed your arm when you was just a little sprout. He's no higher than a quart of bourbon.
Well, that was my kid brother broke his arm. You did a good job, too, Doc, even if you was drunk.
Well, thank you, son. How's your brother now?
He was murdered.
Oh, no.
Him and my dad, by the three plumber boys.
Well, good luck when you get to Lordsburg, son.
Thanks, Doc.
Mrs. Mallory, you're tired. Would you like to rest your head on my shoulder?
No, thank you. Mr. Hatfield, would you mind if I sat over on your side of the coach?
Not at all, ma'am.
Excuse me.
Yes, of course.
Right here, Mrs. Mallory.
Thank you, Mr. Hatfield.
I must have the plague, huh, Dallas?
You? Oh, no, it's not you.
Have a drink, Hatfield?
No, thank you.
No, thank you, he says. Have a drink, Doc? Yes, thank you.
You're not going to move away from me, are you?
No, Ringo.
Well, I guess I can't expect to break out of prison and into society in the same week.
Shh, she'll hear you.
I guess I'm pretty dumb for sitting down beside a lady like you, Dallas.
A lady?
Thanks for not moving. Oh,
don't, please. Why are you looking at me like that?
Ain't I seen you someplace before?
No. No, you haven't.
I wish I had, though.
I know you. I mean, I know who you are.
I used to be a good cowhand. A few years back, things happened.
Yes, things happened.
Bottle in a bottle. Drink up, Doc. Drink
Doc's
up.
Getting a snoot full.
Things happened. And now they'll take you back to prison.
Not till I finish a job in Lordsburg.
Ringo, I wish you wouldn't.
Wish I wouldn't what?
Oh, nothing. Nothing.
Bottle in a bottle.
Confound that driver. Why doesn't he drive more carefully?
He's playing it smart, Hatfield. He took to the mountains. Apaches don't like snow.
Well, he might have some consideration for Mrs. Mallory and her condition.
Oh, I'll be all right, Mr. Hatfield. Thank you.
Bottle in a bottle, bottle.
Apache Wells just ahead.
Bottle.
Apache Wells.
Bottle in a bottle.
Mr. Hatfield, why didn't my husband and his troops meet us here?
The Wrangler tells me that Captain Mallory has been sent ahead to Lordsburg.
Lordsburg.
Well, we'd better turn around and follow the cavalry escort to Tonto.
But we can't do that.
With Apaches on the warpath, it ain't safe to go through Apache country without escort. I say we ought to turn back.
There's only one way to find out. Take a vote.
What do you say, Mrs. Mallory? On to Lordsburg or back to Tonto?
I want my husband with me when our baby's born.
Doc?
Ain't you forgot this, lady?
You mean Dallas?
Oh, I say go. I've nothing to go back to.
Doc?
Lordsburg. Pass the bottle.
Ringo?
Ringo's my prisoner. I'm voting his proxy. I say Lordsburg.
Hatfield?
I am at the service of Mrs. Mallory.
Thank you.
Buck?
Lordsburg it is. Well, let's all step inside and get some grub. Look spry.
You better take my arm up these steps, Mrs. Mallory.
Oh, no, thank you. Really, I'm quite...
Mrs. Mallory.
She's fainted.
I've got her. Dr. Boone.
For her, huh?
Mrs. Mallory needs your help.
Who? What?
Oh, it's no use. He's drunk. Ringo.
Yeah?
I don't know for sure, but I think you better go inside and start heating some water.
All you want and then some. And then some.
Carry her inside, Mr. Hatfield.
Oh, allow me. Allow me.
I'll carry her myself, you sot.
Thank you, sir.
You drunken swine.
Thank you.
Now, if you'll open the door for me, Dallas.
Yes.
Drunken swine of a doctor?
Doc, honest, ain't you ashamed?
Did I understand that swine to call me a drunken swine?
Oh, I wish I could do something.
There is something you can do, Buck.
Yeah, but what can you do in your condition?
I can drink all of the hot black coffee you can make. I, sir, am a doctor. Now get busy. Get busy.
NBC Theater is presenting the Screen Directors Guild production of Stagecoach, starring Claire Trevor, John Wayne, and Ward Bond, with screen director John Ford.
Apache Wells, the white man called it. Here the white squaw had her child, while the flying wagon waited, waited while my tribesmen gathered. On the hills and on the desert gathered the Apache warriors, while the white squaw had her child and the flying wagon waited.
Oh, it makes me nervous, being held up like this in Apache country. Just when they're mad at us again.
Quiet, Buck.
Huh?
Someone's coming. Dallas?
Look. It's a little girl.
A girl.
Let me see it. Well, I'll be doggone.
That's real fine, ain't it, Dallas? Real fine.
Oh, yes, Curly, it's fine.
A baby. Why?
I'll explain it to you sometime, Buck.
Listen, boys. Doc Boone. Three cheers for Doc Boone. Never mind the three cheers. Just pour me four fingers instead. I'm thirsty.
Oh.
It's me, Ringo.
Oh.
You oughtn't to be outside here at night alone. Apaches like to pick off strays.
Well, you're here now.
Yeah, I watched you with that baby today. You looked, well, nice.
I just wanted to hold it a minute.
You're visiting in Lordsburg?
I have friends there.
Oh, good.
Ringo. Why don't you escape?
I aim to, in Lordsburg.
Well, why not now? Why not go over the border now?
My father and brother were shot down by the plumber boys. I guess you don't know how it feels to lose your folks that way.
My folks were killed by Indians when I was a kid.
Oh, well, that's tough. Well, it's a hard country, especially for a girl.
You have to live no matter what.
That's it. Look, Miss Dallas, you've got no folks, neither have I. Maybe I'm crazy to ask you, but, well, I still got a ranch down across the border, and I guess I'm crazy being close to you like this, but...
Ringo, you don't know me. You don't know who I am, or
I know what? I want to marry you, Dallas.
Ringo!
That ain't an answer, Dallas.
Oh, Ringo, you can't go to Lordsburg. Not now. The plumber boys will be 3-1 against you. You'll get killed.
Can't tell.
You can't win.
Can't run away from it either.
How can you talk about our life together when you want to throw your life away?
Well, what do you want me to do?
Get away. I'll follow you.
You mean that, Dallas?
Well, I just can't leave Mrs. Mallory and her baby now, but listen. There's a horse all saddled and ready for you in the corral.
What?
Yeah, and there's a rifle in the saddle boot. Now get going. I'll come after you.
I'm counting on that, Dallas, with my life.
Goodbye, Ringo. Watch out for Apaches.
I got a rifle now, and I got you. Don't worry, Dallas. I'll be waiting. Hold it. Whoa! Hold it! Hold it, boy. Easy. Smoke signals on the ridge. Apaches. I gotta warn Dallas and the others. I gotta go back.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
On the ridge and on the mesa, smoked our Chiricahua fires. Rise the fires, told my nation. Strike the white man's flying wagon. Rise, my kinsmen. Rise, Apaches, chieftains, horsemen, lances, rifles. Stagecoach on the Lordsburg Trail. Thus the signals on the mesa. Thus the writing in the sky. Thus my fierce Apache horsemen follow on the Lordsburg Trail.
We're making good time. I say we're out of danger now, thanks to Ringo here. Very decent of you to come back, Ringo.
I wouldn't be too sure we're out of danger yet, Hadfield.
We'll be in Lordsburg soon, then.
Very soon. How's the baby?
Sleeping. Doc told me what you did for me. Thank you very much, Dallas.
You know, danger whets my appetite. Indeed it does. Let me see. There must be a bottle of something left in this bag. Look.
A bullet. It just missed your head, Doc.
On the floor, Mrs. Mallory. Dallas, you and Mrs. Mallory, get down!
Apaches, hundreds of them.
Hey! Hey, Ringo!
Curly's calling you from the
yes,
driver's
Sheriff.
Seat, Ringo.
Here's your Winchester. Use it, man. Use it!
Thanks. Got my rifle.
Ringo, look out! That Apache on that painted pony!
Got him!
See that engine on that Mustang coming alongside?
Don't talk! Shoot!
Well, now you see him. Now you don't.
You ladies all right?
We're all right.
Now you see him, and now you don't.
Baby all right?
Yes, baby's all right.
If you gentlemen will be good enough to shoot Indians instead of...
Hadfield's been hit.
Get that Apache. I'll help Hadfield.
Got him.
Faster. Drive faster. Oh, fire, fire. Can't you see they're all around us?
Now, Mrs. Mallory, you'll get hurt.
Easy, Hadfield, easy.
I could use some more help up here.
Give me your pistol, Doc.
Take it.
Thanks. Look at all those engines.
Apaches all have big families.
Don't talk. Shoot.
I can't. Out of ammunition.
Oh, no. Why have Buck and Curly stopped firing outside?
Buck's hit. Curly's empty, too. This looks like it.
No. No. I have only 3 bullets left.
That's enough. The Indians won't get you or Mrs. Mallory or the baby.
No. No, they won't. Listen. Get out. No, listen. It's a bugle. Listen.
It's the cavalry from Lordsburg.
The Apaches are breaking. They're running away.
Glory, glory.
How's that feel?
Dead. Glory, glory.
Well, good night, Ringo.
Is this where you live in Lordsburg?
I told you. I warned you. I told you you didn't know me. This part of town is no place for a nice girl, but it's all right for me. Now say goodbye, Ringo. Say goodbye.
I asked you to marry me, didn't I?
I'll never forget you asked me.
Now go on back and wait for me in the stagecoach.
Where are you going?
Business. With the plumber boys. I'll just take a slow walk down Main Street and see what happens.
dear Lord. This stagecoach don't pass much for a church, but I'm praying to you here. Please, Lord. It's 3-1 against Ringo out there. And the plumber boys are dead shots. Awful dead shots, Lord. Like I was saying, Lord, it's 2-1, Lord. He's all I got and all I ever want. So please, dear Lord, please let me have him back. Please, please, please.
Oh, carry me back to the lone
prairie. Who's that out there? Ringo!
Yeah.
You hurt?
No.
I prayed for you. I prayed.
You did good.
Let's get out of here, then. Escape.
Don't have to anymore. Before he cased in, Luke Plummer confessed he killed Jed Michael.
You're free?
Yeah.
And they didn't even hurt you? Dead shots like the Plummer boys?
Deadest dead shots you ever saw.
Oh, Ringo.
Dallas, what are you crying for? Nothing's happened.
Thus the story of those brave men, riders of the flying wagon, in the land of Arizona, where Geronimo was chief. In the great land in the desert where the flying wagon galloped, that the white men called the stagecoach, bringing brave men to the West.
Our stars will return in just a moment. The NBC Theater has presented the Screen Directors Guild production of Stagecoach, starring John Wayne, Claire Trevor, and Ward Bond, and introduced by John Ford. In the weeks to come, the Screen Directors Guild will bring you Douglas Fairbanks Jr., Robert Montgomery, Rosalind Russell, James Mason, and Irene Dunn. And next week, the NBC Theater presents Screen Director Richard Wallace, introducing the current film comedy, Let's Live a Little, starring Robert Cummings. And now, here again is our special guest, the president of the Screen Directors Guild, Mr. George Marshall.
The premier production of the Screen Directors' entry into radio has now joined the stagecoach itself in that great fund of memories known as the past. And speaking for the Guild, I'd like to express our gratitude to the National Broadcasting Company for the opportunity to better acquaint the public with the work and role of the screen director. Take it away, John Ford.
Well, how do you hardy frontiersmen like pioneering in an NBC studio instead of the Badlands of Arizona?
Very much. You know, just the memory of that dust is enough to send me running home to wash my hair.
Abby, this is wonderful.
Wayne, wonderful? What do you mean?
Well, no getting up early in the morning and arguing with a horse.
You know, I think it's wonderful that the screen director is being honored like this. He's the fellow who really makes the movie.
Claire.
As for us actors and actresses, well...
Oh, where'd we be without you, Pappy, and others like you?
That's right.
You taught us our business. That's all I can say.
Thanks.
They're talking about wonderful things. It's a wonder that Pappy here hasn't yet displayed his fine, tyrannical hand.
How do you do? Is that so, Ward? John, now look, as long as we're speaking about fine, tyrannical hands, look... Are we going to do this again? Because if so, I'd like to take you folks out.
Yeah, I thought so. Huh? You'd have something to say about it. We had that same trouble 10 years ago.
That's right.
Hey, can't we go out and retake?
Now, look, John, don't you remember? This is radio. There are no retakes. Good night, everybody.
Our thanks to our stars, John Wayne, Claire Trevor, and Ward Bond, and to screen directors George Marshall and John Ford. Also heard were Barbara Fuller, Peter Leeds, Horace Murphy, Norman Field, Dan Riss, Ken Carson, and Eddie Fields. Tonight's story was adapted by Milton Geiger, and original music was composed and conducted by Henry Russell. Production was under the supervision of Howard Wiley. Your announcer, Frank Barton. John Wayne can soon be seen in John Ford's Argosy production, Three Godfathers, and Claire Trevor appears in the soon-to-be-released Amusement Enterprises picture, The Lucky Stiff. Ward Bond is currently appearing in the Victor Fleming production, Joan of Arc. Listen again next week when the NBC Theater presents...
Screen Directors Guild Assignment, production Let's Live a Little, director Richard Wallace, star Robert Cummings... Don't miss an hour now of America's favorite music, old tunes and new hits over most of these stations. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
You're listening to the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY, presenting the Screen Director's Playhouse, featuring John Wayne and Claire Trevor in a radio adaptation of Stagecoach. Stay tuned for more classic old-time radio from the 1930s through the 1950s. When the Golden Age of Radio continues on Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY, at 90.3 FM. Welcome back to the Golden Age of Radio on WMKY at 90.3 FM. Later on, American history through the eyes of radio with Babe Ruth's Farewell to Baseball Address from 1947 and Citation's Kentucky Derby Win from 1948. Right now, Western music and stories with life on Red Horse Ranch as WMKY presents the Golden Age of Radio.
Yip-yi-yi-yo, get along, little donkeys.
Life on the Red Horse Ranch. Thank you. The boys at the Red Horse Ranch are still talking about what a great time they had at the barn dance. One subject of conversation is about a stranger by the name of Steve Bradford, who has just come into the country and bought the Bardee Ranch, which adjoins the Red Horse Ranch. And today, after a hard day's work, the boys are enjoying their favorite pastime, singing.
That'll leave my old parents, my house and my home. That'll leave my old parents, you caused me to roam. I'm a lone drifting cowboy, the range is my home. They say I drink whiskey, my money's my own. And them that don't like me can leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry. And when I get thirsty, I'll lay down and cry. It's beefsteak when I'm hungry and whiskey when I'm dry. It's greenbacks when I'm hard up and heaven when I die. Rye whiskey, rye whiskey, rye whiskey, I cry. If I don't get rye whiskey, I surely will die.
Hey, Tenderfoot, keep a hold of that fiddle. We ain't through singing yet.
Well, if you don't mind, Bob, I think I'll hit the bunk early.
Oh, it ain't near dark yet. Oh, well. We don't have to get up till 4:30 in the morning.
4:30. Do we brand calves again tomorrow?
That's what Alabama said. Wrestling with them snorting yearlings ain't so easy, is it?
No, not for a mail-order cowboy like Tenderfoot, they ain't.
Hey, listen, I can take it, all right.
Lay off a Tenderfoot, won't you, boys? You know, he's worked right along with every man in this outfit today. Give him a chance,
will
you?
Oh, that's all right, Tex. I'm going to learn this business someday.
Yeah, I figure you'd better if you get anywhere with Miss Rose. She likes her men strong and tough, like that Steve Bradford that was shining up to her at the dance the other night.
Bradford? Oh, yeah, the stranger that bought the Bardee Ranch.
Yeah, he ain't no more a cowman than Miss Rose herself. One look at him would show he's never had her open his hand in his life. Yeah.
I noticed that, too, Idaho. He must count on taking a throw at ranching. I hear he's bought some other land around here, too.
Oh.
Well, what's on your mind, Cookie?
It's a bomb. Yeah? I expect you better do something about Mr. Alabama.
About Alabama? Anything the matter with him, Cookie?
That's what I was trying to make out. I sure was powerful worried about him, I was telling you.
Well, I saw Alabama down the corral a minute ago.
Yes, and he's still there. Except for a trip to the Chuck House for some stale biscuits.
Oh, I know what you mean now.
He's down there in the corral feeding them biscuits to that roan horse right now.
Say, if that roan's eating any biscuits you made, Cookie, he'll be dead by morning.
Go along with you, boy. I was telling you there's something wrong with Alabama. He sit down there all alone talking to that bronco horse. And then he put the saddle on it and tighten up the cinches. And then what do we do but take the saddle right off from that horse again without never trying to ride it. That ain't the first time he do it neither.
I don't think there's anything to worry about. Alabama thinks he's making friends with Red. But you just wait till he tries to straddle that pony.
Yeah, just the same, I've got to see this. I tell you. Bring your guitar along, Tex.
All right.
Let's slip up on him and joke him a little, shall we?
That's a good idea, Bob. Where is he, Cookie?
I'll show you. See, there he is. Just talking his head off to that red. Don't look right to me.
Come on. Don't let him know you're coming. Sure. By golly, he has got that roan eating right out of his hand. Shh.
Come on, baby. Just a little closer. Old Alabama won't hurt you none. Come on, boy. Easy now.
All right, boys, let's go.
Oh, that's all.
Hey, hey, hey! What in tarnation did you fellas come from? Now, you went and scared Red Plum to death.
Alabama, you're wasting your time on that horse.
Yeah.
I'll bet the best rider in the West couldn't tame him.
Yeah. You come down here with me in a couple of days, and I'll show you what I'm talking about. Tex will be writing some new words to that Strawberry Roan song.
And I'll bet it'll go something like this, too. And the foolin' I'll say this pony could step. Still settin' tight, earning a rep. When my stirrups I lose and also my hat, I started pulling leather as blind as a bat. He makes one more jump, he was headed up high. Leave me settin' on air way up in the sky. Yes, I turned over twice, came back to the earth. I started in cussing the day of his birth.
Oh, that strawberry roll. Oh, that strawberry roll.
He went.
went toward the east, came down toward the west. To stay in his middle, I was doing my best.
On that strawberry road.
Dex forgot to mention the liniment and splints, Alabama.
Well, anyhow, you boys have got something to look forward to. I'm going to straddle Red, and I'm going to ride him. But come on, there's no use of me trying to do anything more with him tonight.
Oh, Lordy, here come Mr. Carter. Uh-oh. He'll skin me alive.
Cookie!
Yes, sir?
Did you finish cutting that side of bacon like I told you?
Well, I was practically finished, Mr. Carter. I was practically
Alabama.
Yes, sir?
I'd like to talk with you a little.
Oh, sure, Mr. Carter. I'll be right with you. I'll be back before long, boys.
Sure, we'll be out here singing a little.
What's on your mind, Dad?
Alabama, do you know anything about this Steve Bradford that's just moved onto the Bar D?
Why, nothing more than you do. I ain't seen much of him since the dance up at the house. I hear he's bought out 2 or 3 ranches in the country.
Yeah. Paid cash for him, I hear. Wish I knew more about him, where he come from and what he's here for and all that.
You mean because of Rose?
No, I figure Rose knows how to take care of herself. It's about the Red Horse Ranch.
Sure enough? You've been talking to him?
Yes. Alabama, Steve Bradford's made me a cash offer for the Red Horse outfit.
He wants to buy this ranch?
Yes. He didn't offer me much, but, well, it's a chance for me to sell. Tim Jones from the bank was out again today and says he's not going to renew his loan on the ranch this spring.
Say, Bradford is going in for ranching in a big way, ain't he?
Yeah.
Rose know anything about this, Dad?
No. No, I ain't told her yet. Well, I just can't seem to make up my mind. If her mother was with us, why, I could ask her, but she's gone.
Well,
now.
I sure wish you'd wait a little while. Something may turn up.
Well, I don't know. I may not get another offer.
Well, you know this outfit's sticking by you, every one of us. I tell you, Dad, you're letting this worry you too much. Come on down to the bunkhouse. We'll have the boys cheer us up a bit.
Well, might as well, I guess. Their singing is right pretty.
Sure is.
I'm riding this letter to you. Keep dreaming of me, sweetheart Sally. Cause soon, dear, your skies will be blue. Lonesome Valley Sally, I'll come back to you. When wildflowers are blooming and the skies are blue, hand in hand we'll wander just like we used to do. Lonesome Valley Sally, I'm lonesome dear for you.
Hello there.
Say, boys, lay off of that slow stuff and give us a fast one, all of you.
Sure will. Come on, Montana, and light into that squeeze box.
Let's hear all of you go to town. Oh, I'll tell you. Get your axes and cut down that old pine tree.
Come on, boy.
They cut down the old pine tree and they hauled it away to the mill to make a coffin of pine for that sweetheart of mine. They cut down the old pine tree, but she's not alone in her grave tonight, for it's there my heart will always be. Though we drifted apart, still they cut down my heart when they cut down the old pine tree.
That's good.
Well, boys, I think I can sleep on that one. Good night to you all.
What's on the boss's mind, Alabama?
Plenty, Tenderfoot. You remember this Steve Bradford that just bought out the Bar D?
Sure.
Well, he's wanting to buy the Red Horse outfit now.
To buy this range?
Now, by jacks, there's something powerful strange about that, Bradford, wanting all the land around here.
Well, Idaho, you better keep your thoughts to yourself. Boys, if we get finished with the branding tomorrow, we'd better turn in. You mind pulling off my boots for me, Tex?
Better keep your thoughts to yourself. What does Alabama mean? And what about Steve Bradford? Will Dad Carter really sell him the Red Horse Ranch? And what does Steve want with all this land? That's worth finding out, isn't it? Well, let's be sure to listen for the next episode of Life on Red Horse Ranch.
This is Albert B. Chandler. At this time, I would like to introduce a boy who will be under the leadership of Babe Ruth when Babe takes over his new job as director of baseball for the American Legion. Representing the boys of the American Legion, speaking for every American boy, ladies and gentlemen, here is Larry Cutler.
Thank you, Mr. Chandler. I guess there are thousands of 13-year-old fellows like myself in this country who have heard about Babe Ruth ever since the first time they learned there was such a game as baseball. It's a great honor to be here, just to be able to tell Babe Ruth how proud we are to have him back in baseball, back where he belongs. And to know that Babe Ruth is going to be with us kids, well, that's the biggest and best thing that could happen in baseball. From all of us kids, Babe, it's swell to have you back.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bambino, the Sultan of SWAT, Babe Ruth!
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You know how bad my voice sounds. Well, it feels just as bad. You know this baseball game of ours comes up from the youth. That means the boys. And after you're a boy and grow up to know how to play ball, then you come to the boys you see representing themselves today in your national pastime. The only real game, I think, in the world, baseball. As a rule, some people think if you give them a football or a baseball or something like that, naturally, they're athletes right away. But you can't do that in baseball. You gotta start from way down the bottom when you're 6 or 7 years of age. You can't wait until you're 15. Or 16. You gotta let it grow up with you. And if you're successful and you try hard enough, you're bound to come out on top, just like these boys have come to the top now. There's been so many lovely things said about me, and I'm glad that I've had the opportunity to thank everybody. Thank you.
And they're off, and they got away to a good start with a little bumping. Grand Pierre bumped into Billings. He bumped into My Request, but My Request recovered quickly on the outside. Cold Town over there on the inside is trying to outrun Citation. Grand Pierre is trying to outrun them both. But as they come to us, it's going to be Cold Town showing the way. Cold Town, with Jockey Pearson sitting still on him, is a length and a half in the lead. Grand Pierre from California is second by three lengths. Citation is back in third place. Billings is now third. Escadrille is trying to get third, and he got through on the inside to get into third place. And My Request is the last horse as they go around that turn. And it is Cold Town breezing along in front by four lengths. He's as fast as they said he was. Citation is now moving up to challenge Grand Pierre. Escadrille is in fourth place. And My Request, going up fast on the outside, is now in fourth place himself. And so into the backstretch, it is Cold Town showing the way by five lengths. Wouldn't make it four lengths, with Citation second by two and a half. And My Request is driving hard to get third place. Billings is sticking to him. The last horse in the race is Escadrille. And now Grand Pierre has dropped back out of the race and is beaten. Going around the far turn, and Cold Town shows no sign of weakening so far. He's only 3.5 in front now, by 3.5, and Citation is coming up to him. Citation is second, four lengths in front of My Request, who is battling with Billings for third place. It's a two-horse race at the stage, ladies and gentlemen. It is Cold Town and Citation. Cold Town is still there by 2.5, and Citation has gone to work to catch him, and he is catching him. He's got him. At the head of the stretch, Citation is up to him, and they're turning for home. Cold Town and Citation head and head, and it looks like Eddie Arcaro has got his derby. They're coming in there just like they were the enemy, riding each other close. And it is Citation coming to the front. He's everything they said he was. He's going to win with his ears pricking. It is Citation by two, pulling away. And the other horse, Cold Town, is hanging on gamely, but that's all he can do is hang on gamely to be second. Citation wins this derby just as he pleases, his ears pricking, Arcaro smiling to himself, and Citation is home the winner by 3.5 lengths, with Cold Town second, 3.5 in front of My Request, who is 2.5 in front of Billings. And it was very close for last place, and I think Grand Pierre was fifth, with Escadrille sixth. Now there's your Kentucky Derby.
The Golden Age of Radio on WMKY, with Life on Red Horse Ranch. We also heard Citation's Kentucky Derby win from May 1st, 1948, featuring Clem McCarthy with the call, and Babe Ruth's farewell to baseball address at Yankee Stadium on April 27th, 1947. This has been the Golden Age of Radio, classic old-time radio programs from the 1930s through the 1950s. Material for this program provided by the Internet Archive, an online nonprofit library of books, movies, music, and old-time radio shows. On the web at archive.org. Tune in again for the Golden Age of Radio next week at the same time and channel on WMKY at 90.3 FM. And online at WMKY.org.